To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should, and we're perfectly okay with that.
And we also love a lot of things about the Disney parks that may be unpopular, maybe giving you an idea of what this episode's about.
Maybe just a little nudge, a little hint. Maybe.
Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter at Gertie the Dino.
I'm Jane, and you can find me on Instagram at RealMousewifeW.
Hey, y'all. I'm Patty Holiday from NoGuiltDisney.com and No Guilt Travel, a travel agency that specializes in Disney and Universal vacations. You can find me on all socials at NoGuiltLife. And that's actually where I got a lot of my answers to the question that we put out today, and that's the topic of this discussion. We are talking unpopular opinions, and not only are we going to talk about unpopular opinions, we decided we needed to lighten things up. We needed to make this not a wine session, not a complaint session, because, well, we do that a lot, right? and it's easy to do. At times. So here we go. We put out there, we wanted to know your unpopular opinion about things that you love. There's no hate here, guys. These are things that you actually love that can be seen as unpopular by most people. This is about Disney parks, movies, Run Disney, whatever, right? The future is wide open for you to give your opinions on this. And we got some opinions. We definitely did.
We did. And these are always my favorite kind of episodes because it's so interesting to hear what everybody else has to say about it and not, you know, just what my little bubble has to say about things. So I love reading all these responses from everyone.
Well, and I liked that we did this with a twist this time, because I think a lot of times when you get the unpopular opinions, like, you know, people love to use that as a vent session, which I totally get, but I feel like we do see a lot of similar things from time to time. It seems like a lot of the complaints people have aren't quite as unpopular, but it's just, you know, we want to get it all out. But so this was really fun to see the things that I might sometimes write off to hear that it's actually special for someone else or it has significance to them. So it's great to hear things that, you know, maybe I will see it in a different light than I typically do.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Well, I'm going to go first. And this response came from Lindsay over on Twitter. And Lindsay says, because I made a joke about the electric umbrella, because basically nobody ever liked eating there. So I was like, hey, if you loved eating there, tell me about it. And she says, I really did enjoy that blueberry salad at Electric Umbrella. While I love my treats at Walt Disney World, this particular salad was one of my favorite, quote, healthy, unquote, items. Plus, who doesn't love neon? And that's Lindsay, who's at Redhead Baby Mama.
I say the neon sign was probably my favorite thing about that.
Honestly, as you guys just started talking about it, I got really upset that it's gone because that's where I was able to mobile order margaritas from. And I'm like, oh, man.
Okay, A, I did not know that you could mobile margaritas from anywhere. So now I'm upset that I missed out.
You didn't even have
that.
To go all the way to Mexico. Right. You could have done it. You could have gotten one on the way.
On the way to Mexico. And I would have been – Jane, I thought we were friends.
So I discovered this during marathon weekend. I think it was 2 years ago when I was cheering. And, you know, we had some runners out there who would like a margarita before the finish line. And I was like, I'm not going all the way to Mexico because I'm lazy. And if I wasn't lazy, I would have been running. So I found that you could mobile order a margarita at the Electric Umbrella, and it was a strawberry margarita frozen one. And I was like, perfect, let me get one for them. Well, they took a little longer to arrive, and I wasn't going to serve my runners a melted margarita. So I think I might have had a couple margaritas before they arrived.
Jade, and that's like the perfect location for that. This would have been so such a game changer for the running community. And now it's gone. It's that's good tips and good info. And now I'm sad. And my unpopular, well, it's not unpopular. My confession is that I actually never even went inside Electric Umbrella because everybody said it was so universally panned and awful. So I can't even tell you what it looked like or what was on the menu. I never ate there. However, apparently
all the time.
Yeah. Two things I have now missed are the mobile margaritas and this blueberry salad. So, all right. Good to know. Good to know.
All right. I'm going to read one from Tara. And Tara said that I love Animal Kingdom because of the animals. I could spend a whole day, never go on an attraction or see a show and be happy. And I get this. I don't know if I could go there and not go on an attraction or, you know, only go there and just walk around and experience it. But I do love just the overall environment of Animal Kingdom. And I do love how they have just different areas where you can go see the animals or see things or experience things without having to do a show or an attraction or do something that requires you to wait in a line. So I don't know if I could say the exact same, but I definitely get where she's coming from with this.
Yeah, I'm not a big Animal Kingdom person. Like every time I go, I'm like, oh, this park is so great. Like, why don't I come here? But I know why I don't go there. It's because it's hot and very plant-like. But I have noticed, because I follow someone on Instagram, her name is Sunshine Adventures. She's a local here, and she loves Animal Kingdom. She goes all the time and shows all of these little nooks and places where they see animals that are not on rides or on the safari or, you know, they're not the bigger location spots to see animals. And I'm like, why don't I ever do this? So I'm hoping that when I go back to the parks, I remember those spots and I can go see them, but I just never do it. So I understand how people could not do things.
My first experience with Animal Kingdom, again, this was when we lived in Orlando. We never went to Animal Kingdom. And it was probably one of the last trips that I made to Walt Disney World before we moved to Texas. We went to Animal Kingdom for the first time. And I was kicking myself the entire time because I had little babies at the time. That's like the world's best zoo. Yes, yeah. It happens to be inside a theme park. And yes, it happens to have all kinds of other cool things to do and rides and whatnot. But I was like, my kids would have loved to just walk these paths and look at all the animals the entire time. And then also throw in a Mickey or Donald Duck sighting or whatever, right? Those things would have been absolutely cool as well. But I was really kind of disappointed in myself for not getting on that bandwagon earlier. Now, as my kids have gotten older, we don't go and spend a lot of time with the animals. However, that I get the appeal. I do get the appeal. So yeah, I don't think that's so unpopular after all.
Although I have to say, when you said that, I had a reaction to it because I remember there was a whole big promotion. What was that? Yeah, not a zoo. Not a zoo.
Like, I heard you make a peep and I was like, she knows the not a zoo joke. Not a zoo. Do you remember that, Patty?
Apparently I don't, because I've always like called it a zoo. I'm like, it's a really cool zoo, guys.
No, and they spelled it differently. It wasn't like the phrase, yeah, not a zoo. It was spelled like N-A-H-T-A-Z-U or something along, yep, those lines. And
sorry, that's all I can think of every time someone says it's a zoo. I'm like,
came to mind right away. Jane, we're agreeing all over the place. What is happening?
We are. 2021 is so new and fresh.
So wait a minute. Was this a Disney promotion that did Not a Zoo? Or is this
somebody else? Yeah, it was, Disney.
They didn't want to be considered a zoo. They wanted to obviously be more. So got it.
I think what they were trying to do is present that it's not just a zoo.
Right, yes. Whereas
in the early years, and especially since when Animal Kingdom first opened, it didn't have a ton of attractions. So people were just like, oh, I don't need to pay Disney money to go to a zoo. Like, I can just go to my local zoo. And Disney was like, no, we're not a zoo. Then it became with a twist. I'll find a link and then forget to send it, but it'll at least give me a chuckle on YouTube.
All right.
Tabitha in our Facebook group said she loves value resort food courts. Says, I've seen at every level of resort, and I don't care how crowded they are, I love them the best. as a self-proclaimed deluxe DVC snob, Tabitha, I'm with you, girl. I love a good food court.
I like the food courts, too. I miss too. Food courts I won't at the lie. Deluxes. I like the food courts. I don't have a problem with them. Yeah.
I won't go as far to say that I love them, but I do really like that you can just, I like that they're mostly grab and go. Like, you can just get something quickly. Or if you have people who are picky eaters, you can typically find something that everybody wants and in one spot. So I don't love trying to get all your people together to check out, but I don't mind the food courts.
Right. Okay.
I like options.
Yeah, I like options. I think that's what I liked about it. Now, this is pre-pandemic right now. I think everything is still like shut down and it's really weird to go to these food courts because you do everything by mobile ordering. So it's, and then they only let you in when you're, it's kind of like how it's treated in the parks. So the food courts are not the same experience that they once were. But yes, I had that joy of just like, I take my family and be like, everybody go get what you want, meet back here and we'll get in line and check out. And for a picky family, we didn't have to fight over, well, I want pizza, but I want chicken, but I want that, you know, fine, go get in that line. You go get in that line. I'll get in this line. When we're all done, meet here and I'll pay for it. And so, yeah, I like the food court action. Like, I have no problem with that. Okay. Back over on Twitter, Justin Stone chimed in. This is at Disney Runner, RUNR 24. Hey, Justin. Justin says that just sitting on a bench and people watching at the park is wildly underrated. One of my absolute favorite things to do is to just sit with a snack and watch people enjoy or not their trips.
Well, and I think I've said before that, you know, I could sit on a bench in Epcot. I could just sit down and be happy and just spend an afternoon doing that. So I guess I get this from, like, you know, talking about how like Animal Kingdom, you could just kind of go around and not do any attractions or anything. I'm like, I could totally do that in Epcot, which no shocker if you've ever talked to me before.
So I have done that in Epcot and just like grab a little table. Like, I love the little tables in between where the Brazil booth is supposed to be and I guess it's usually Belgium, but I don't know if it's always there. But in the World Showcase, kind of between where those two booths are for Wine and Dine, there's a little area there that always has little tables. And that's my favorite spot, to just grab a little table there, sit. I once sat there for hours. It was like 6 hours. And we just rotated who got up to go, you know, get drinks for the table. But we just sat and people watched. And it was absolutely the best.
Yeah. I like watching people like that. It's, and there's no better place to watch people than a Disney park.
Yes, very true. All right. So I have one from Jeanette and she said that she loves the resorts that are either far away from everything like Animal Kingdom Lodge or the rooms are at the back of the resort. They're so quiet and peaceful after a full day. And I enjoyed the walk to the room. So I'm like, I was on board up until I enjoyed the walk to the room part.
Same.
I got to that. And I'm like, I do when I'm back at the resort, I'm like, I just want to be back there. I love the long walks like on the way when I'm, you know, when I'm awake and ready to go. But like when I'm on the way back to the resort, I'm like, no, just get me to the room now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I'm big about that too. However, I can appreciate that because there's been a couple of times where it's particularly at Animal Kingdom Lodge where my room is way, 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 way back. And it does, it's very quiet and very peaceful once you get back there. And so I kind of do get that, except that honestly, by the time I've done a whole day in the park, usually after running, you know, a 5K or something, I am definitely ready to just get to my room. So that was a little bit harder to connect with. However, I can visualize it. So I can kind of see what she's saying there.
Definitely at Animal Kingdom Lodge, it all starts to look exactly the same. Like it's almost like one of those cruise hallways where you can't tell anything.
Yes.
And here's a surprise, but one time I drank a little too much and I couldn't figure out which room was mine. So I had to like tap my band on every door until I figured out what room was mine.
Jane,
so,
stop it.
I do not like that walk.
Wait, can I have a similar story? It was not from drinking too much. It was because we had stayed at several resorts on one trip. And this was the first time I was staying at the Polynesian. And so I was there with Chrissy because she was doing the wine and dine race with her sister. So when I was coming back to the room, they were already off, ready to go to the race. And we didn't realize at the time that when you are changing resorts, your magic band wouldn't always work at the next resort. So this was the end of the day. We're at one of the farthest buildings at the Poly that you could go to. And so when I got back to the room, my magic band wasn't working. And she was like off doing the race. So I couldn't text her to find out, like, did I get the room number wrong? Like, what's going on? So I was there, like, tapping my magic band on every door to see, like, maybe one of these will work. And so finally I had to go to the front desk and they're like, oh, you had the room number right, it's just your magic band wasn't it, you know, they had to recalibrate it. So that, this is me like talking about, you know, the farthest room in the resort, that was the one time I did that, and it was when I also had to like keep walking back and forth to get my magic band to work. So I have had that experience though, middle of the night tapping your magic band on all the doors trying to not like wake someone up, but also I really wanted to get into my room.
Right. So speaking of Chrissy said she loves taking a resort break when visiting the parks. She says, I used to be an open and close commando, but no longer about that life. I mean, yes, I am all about taking the breaks.
Cosine, I used to do that too. And as I guess I've been more often maybe, or maybe my kids have gotten older or whatever, we definitely don't commando style it as we once did. And we're all happier for it. I still have that twinge of in the back of my head, but I spent so much money and the value is in the parks. Like, we need to ride more things. We need to do more stuff. We need to see more exciting shows and experiences and whatever. But I have learned that I had to let that go because my family is not about that life. And I found that this last trip that we went on, you know, it felt good to kind of slow things down. We'd get up and go in the morning. We'd take a mid-afternoon break. We'd go back in the evening where the parks were practically empty in the evenings. And I think we were all happier for it. So yeah, I'm with you, Chrissy. I kind of like hanging out in my very expensive hotel room because let's just face it, even when you get those glorious discounts, you're spending a lot to stay on property. So you got to soak it in at some point. You got to enjoy it.
I'm okay with getting to the parks slightly later. Like, I don't have to be there at Rope Drop now, but I'm still like, I'm there. I am there all day. Like, let's go. The only time I don't do that is when I have my nephews with me and my parents, because they need the breaks. I'm like, all right, we can try this. We'll see how it is. But if it's just me there, I'm just going. I'm going to all four parks in one day. Like, let's get as much in here as possible.
All right. I'm going to do a quick rundown of a couple of Run Disney specific things that were shared. First of all, Sally says, it doesn't feel like race day until she sees the porta potty lines. That's when the excitement starts. Girl, me too.
Oh, Patty.
So I guess you could say we like them. Mary chimed in and said driving home from a Run Disney race, she was behind a truck removing the porta potties on the highway. One came loose and crashed on the road right in front of me. Seriously, I thought I was going to die by flying porta potty. And that is not what I want to go viral for. Mary, that is absolutely a nightmare. Yeah, no, we don't like that. We definitely do not like that. On Twitter, I had asked if, you know, people maybe actually loved waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And Jen, who is fairest run of all at Twitter, she said that she 100% loves getting up at 2:30 a.m. to run, but she also thinks a lot of people do, so she doesn't think it's all that unpopular. She threw in that she legit misses Universe of Energy, which made me laugh. And then Luke Marinus, who is at Luke Marinus on Twitter, says he misses the 2:22 Run Disney wake up, and he also misses the old Magic Kingdom opening show, which I gotta agree with that. As far as the additional like waking up in the morning. Another somebody else who chimed in was Tracy Lee. Tracy says that she loves the stupid, stupid early wake-ups and run times because Florida. Whenever I race at a normal time, like 7 a.m. or later in a non-Disney race, I instantly regret it. And I think that was everything we got about Run Disney centric. And I just wanted to follow up with that and say, this is my unpopular opinion, is I have always been team start the races as early as possible. And mostly it's because of the Florida sun. I am also the person that every single time that alarm goes off at 2:30 in the morning, I turn it off and I say, why do we do this? Why are we doing this? This is so stupid. Those are literally the words that come out of my mouth every single time. And then once I'm up and moving, and then once we get out there and we see the glorious Florida potty lines and the race, you know, hyping starts happening, I am so thankful that we are running without the sun beating down on us, especially as somebody who's a back of the pack runner. Those half marathons got brutal as the sun came up. And so I'm with you. I was always team, hey, can we start at 5 instead of 5:30? Let's do that, because that gives me 30 more minutes without any sun. I'll take it.
So they did that one year that mm-hmm. we started Star Wars super, super early. Because I remember we had to set our alarms for like 1:30 or something ridiculous. And I was like, why am I even bothering to go to sleep?
Well, that too. Yeah.
Which I've also done, but that's a whole other story. Then we have Debbie took this a little different direction. And she said, I get sad when I hear people say how much they dislike Frozen, the music, the movie, the ride. I love it all. And I can understand that. I used to love Frozen, but like, for me, it's a little Frozen overkill right now, but it's a good jam.
Yeah, I have nothing against Frozen. I guess I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, it's at this point, I'm like, it's fine. If you love it, that's great. There's lots of reasons to love it. I'm like, I can take it or leave it, but I don't think there's anything bad about it. And I think a lot of times when people do talk about, oh, it's terrible, I think they just want to be contrarian. So I think it's fine, but I'm glad other people love it, you know, and that especially for being in the parks that much, I'm glad there are people who get excited, you know, that they want to do a day full of Frozen, they can. And that's super fun. Like, it's part of your Disney fandom.
Look, when it comes to Frozen, I'm Team Debbie here. I am not a hater. I really like it. However, it's also not, it's kind of like, you know, say the Muppets. It's not my top fandom. However, when you hear Let It Go, how can you not be swept up in it? How can you not get excited about it? I'm thinking about the time that we ran through Epcot and they had Let It Go playing in all the different languages. How cool was that? Guys, Let It Go is a bop. It's always going to be one. You're going to have to deal with it. And I stand by that. And I stand by Debbie and her Frozen love. I have no issue with the Frozen sisters, and they can hang as long as they need to in the Disney parks. I have spoken.
Well, and I do love for the dream lights on the castle when they started to do, you know, mm-hmm. Elsa was the one who did the dream. Like, that's such a great way of working that in naturally. Like, I think that was an amazing choice that they made. So that's one. I'm like, yeah, that makes so much sense. So like I said, I think there's a lot to enjoy about Frozen, and there's a lot of reasons to enjoy that it's in the parks.
All right.
So I'm going to read one from Sarah. And I think this is the one that I'm like, on this podcast, it's definitely not an unpopular opinion. So Sarah wrote, Disneyland is better than Disney World. And I know both of you, at least, that's very strong, hardcore yeses.
Yes.
And I'm still there's things I love. Like, I love them both for different reasons, and they're better in different ways to me. Like, I will never say one's better than the other. I love them both. I love things about both of them. But I think definitely on this podcast, that's the popular opinion, is Disneyland being better.
It is. And I do feel that way too. There's absolutely things that Disney World does better, or there's reasons why I like Walt Disney World more than I like the way Disneyland is set up or something like that. But when it comes down to just if you must compare the two, and my opinion changed over time. The very first time I went to Disneyland as an adult, I hated it. And I complained the entire time and said, well, Disney World does it better. Disney World does it like this. Well, Disney World would never let that happen. I mean, I was that guy. So I have definitely changed my ways, and I love Disneyland. But also, I do feel very strongly that if you're going to visit Disneyland and you are a Walt Disney World person, don't try to compare them, because that is the trap that you will find yourself in, is they are different for different reasons. Just like literally tying the time that it took to build one versus the other, and the lessons that they learned from making one park versus the second park, how they fixed some of those problems that may be a plus or a minus to you or whatever. But if you try to go in expecting it to be exactly the same, it's not. But at the same time, it's going to feel very familiar. So but I'm with you, Sarah. I get you.
I'm definitely not as fair to both parks, because like Disneyland, hands down, all day, every day. But at the end of the day, I chose to move to Disney World, you know, and if I was given the chance to move out to Disneyland, would I go? Probably. But honestly, I don't think I would enjoy it as much as I enjoy Orlando. So Disney World, you're great, but Disneyland is better.
And that's what we got to say about that.
So Leanne says, I love riding the buses. Also, All Star Movies is awesome. I also didn't really like Pop Century. Well, Leanne, I love riding the buses. I'm with you. I think it's fun. I like people to drive me around. I think it's wonderful. I didn't know that there was an All Star Movies until what was it? That one time I had to like pick you up, right?
I think that's when it was. I think that's.
And I was like, "There's a movies back here."
Oh my gosh!
There's also ones with sports.
No sports, I knew. What? And isn't there a third one? What's the third one?
Music.
Music. Yes, I knew sports and music. I did not realize that there was a third one.
Guys, as a reminder, Jane is not the travel agent on this show. That would be me. So no worries. Like I do know what the resorts are. I'm laughing because over on Twitter at Crescent Lake said that basically the same thing. No lie, I love the All-Star Resorts. True, they're a glorified Motel 6, but it's clean, safe, comfortable for the 8 hours I'm there to shower and sleep each day, and the literal hundreds of dollars I save on accommodations get put into great restaurants and wonderful experiences. And I think that sums it up. I mean, I think that's absolutely why people choose the All-Stars, is so that they can get so much more out of their Disney vacation, just in a different way. So while some of us like the luxury of being pampered on a nice fluffy bed, others are like, no, I want to take that money and go on a tour, or I want to take that money and go to a fancy restaurant for the first time, right? So I get it. You spend your money where you find your important moments. But yeah, no, there's no hate for the All-Stars around here. They are actually, especially now that they've been updated.
That's what I was going to say, especially since the refurbishments, mm-hmm. and they've changed the layout with the pull down bed. So if you don't need that extra bed, you have so much more space. I remember it was Dapper Day weekend in 2018 was my first time staying in one of the reimagined rooms. And I was like, this is amazing. I can drag out, you know, I can put the ironing board like right in the middle of the room and get my dress and get everything ready and not feel like I'm super cramped. So I was kind of the All-Stars for me before. They were, I need a cheap place to stay. I'm doing a quick trip. This is fine. I'm not going to be in the room very much anyway, but I will actively go and look. Like if there's an All-Star room open now, I have no problems booking there just because of how they've redone the rooms the last couple of years.
Well, now that Jane knows that three actually exist, I also have no problem booking there, so she can come pick me up when I need to. That being said, I don't think the All-Stars are open just yet. I think they're all still closed until February.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And then one of them is open, and the others are still down. So we'll see when all of that starts reopening up. But yeah, no, I think that's a great unpopular opinion. Okay. Is it, I guess it's my turn. I'm going to go ahead and give this one from Twitter, Katie M, which is at Pine Katie, K-A-T-I, says, I legit miss the sound stage after the Drew Carey attraction. Sounds dangerous. I love the booths and experiencing a strictly auditory delight. I also love the attraction, probably an unpopular opinion too. I don't think I ever experienced the Drew Carey attraction. What about you guys?
I have. Did it. I was like, I know I did it at least once. I remember it a little bit more from the pre-Drew Carey version, where it was all about how they did different sound effects, which essentially, you know, Drew Carey did that too, but it was the earlier version of doing all the sound effects. I usually walked by it. it was not a thing. You did it once and I'm like, okay, I've done this. I can move on now.
Gotcha.
So there's a similar experience that's completely auditory over in Animal Kingdom. If you take the train to Conservation Station, and there's little booths where you can go in, you put your these headphones on, and it gets super dark in the room. And it's just like listening to sounds of the rainforest. Let me tell you, this little room, there's like a wall of them. You know, they're like small little sound rooms, and you can put your whole family in it. But it's just like a single group that can do it. Most people, I think, pass by them because they don't know what it is. It is the perfect place for like a relaxing nap, to get out of the sun. You're in the darkness. You get a good, you know, 5 minute relaxation moment. If you stay for more than one, you can get like 20 minutes in there. Perfect little in-park nap, just saying.
You don't even have to go back to the room. So
no, you don't. And no one's going to bother you because no one uses those little rooms. It's wonderful.
I had no idea they existed. Again, Jane, things that you are holding out on me. What is... We're going to have a talk after we get off this podcast, friend. All right. I'm also laughing, though, that Leanne says that she loves riding the buses because... I used to love riding the buses. I thought that was one of the best things Disney had ever offered and did. And now I think I avoid them almost at all costs. Like literally, I will pay the Uber to not have to get on the buses. And it's just more I think it's a expediency thing. It just feels like it's faster than waiting on the bus to come and get me. I don't know.
I mean, I know I've talked about it before. I'm a big fan of the buses, as you know, someone who I can't rent a car to drive around Disney, and I usually can't see the license numbers of the Uber or the Lyft when they are coming to get me to know if that's my car or not. And I don't want to like just walk up to random cars and be like, "Hey, you want to give me a ride somewhere?" So like I said, I've never thought of saying I love the buses, but I am super, super happy that they exist for me to not be concerned about how I'm going to get around when I go to Disney by myself.
Yeah, I like them. I'm happy to take them. It reminds me of Disney. So, you know, but I'm local, so I'll also drive. I have a car here.
Right.
Teresa, the next one.
Yes.
Is all from you.
I'm so excited. I did not write this, okay? This is from Elizabeth, and that is not me, like, pretend. No, somebody else wrote this, Elizabeth. So Elizabeth says, not sure how unpopular this is, but Epcot is my favorite park. So I'm glad it always seems the least crowded. We also travel to Disney World and don't go to the parks. My daughter likes to go to the pools and Winter Summerland mini golf. Yes. Clearly, this is the most accurate statement that has ever been put out, because Epcot should be everyone's favorite park. It is wonderful. I am always glad. I typically will go. I'll avoid it on weekends just because I know that when it gets more crowded. But I do like that most of the time I can go and not worry about, you know, feeling claustrophobic or feeling like there's so many people around me. And same, like I will go to Disney and, you know, have days where I don't go to the parks at all, just because I think there are so many things that you can see and do around the parks. The pools, I don't really do the pools, so I can't comment on that. And I haven't done the Winter Summerlands mini golf. I've done the other one, who's Fantasia Gardens. I think that's what the name is.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I think there's so much you can do when you're not in the parks. So I think it's a lot of fun. And I think it's a good experience for people, especially now if like you have the Disney itch and you want to go experience Disney. I think now is probably a good time to like just see what, you know, how can you like spend a few days at a resort without going into the parks?
I mean, I frequently check in and don't go to the parks, but I also live here. So I don't know that my thoughts count on that. And as far as Epcot goes, we all know where I land on that.
All right, what's the next one?
Lindsay says, I love that my little kids get soaking wet in Epcot, running through those ground fountains splash pad. Guys, that was a lot for me to say. I've seen so many parents get mad at their kids for getting soaked and not wanting to get out of the water, but I embrace it and just pack lots of clothes to change into. You know what, Lindsay? I say, you do you and what works for you and your family. You take all that splash water that you'd like.
Enjoy it. Soak it up. Yeah.
Literally. Quite literally. Soak it up.
Literally. Yes. No, little kids absolutely love those. You know, they like to go run through them and get wet.
And then I do love this one from Melissa, where she just simply says, I love plexiglass.
It's pixie glass. It's pixie glass, Melissa.
It is.
But yes, we love plexiglass too.
And I hope it stays going forward.
Well, you know, here's another very unpopular opinion that I actually love. Y'all, I love the masks. I really do not hate the mask life. I'm not scared of them. They don't make me nervous. I don't dislike them. Yes, they get a little hot. Yes, they get uncomfortable at Disney. But the whole idea that I am not breathing in your funk, COVID or no COVID, is actually something I'm kind of down with. I know masks are not going to stay around for forever, but along with plexiglass, that is one thing that I am actually quite comfortable with, and I kind of like, and I definitely like that Disney requires it. By the way, there was an update to their policy that just came out recently that said, look, folks, even if you get your vaccination, you are still required to wear a mask, you know, if, ands, or buts. So don't think that just because you're vaccinated, you can come in mask free. You're still going to be 2 years old and up wearing your mask at Disney. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
I don't mind the masks. The one thing I do miss is I really enjoy lipstick. And if I have to wear a mask, then no one gets to see my pretty lipstick.
This is true. That's a very, very solid point.
But overall, I enjoy it in the summer because my sunglasses cover my absolutely haggard eyes. And then the mask covers the bottom half of my face. So who didn't have to wear makeup all summer long at the parks? This girl.
It's the small things. It's the small things.
Look, and I'm glad about that they're going to keep requiring the masks after people get vaccinated, because I'm waiting till I get vaccinated to plan a trip. But I also have over time collected masks that could be used for Disney bounds. So I'm ready to go as soon as I can get down there and put them to use.
Well, hopefully soon.
I would just like to see Teresa start Disney bounding from home, because I follow a bunch of people on Instagram that are doing it. And I just think you should give the people what they want, Teresa.
But I get to enjoy pajama pants all the time now. I'd have to get out of pajama pants life.
So. Look, I buy workout clothes and I'm like, oh, I could totally wear this to be Cinderella, except that I'm never going to do that. I'm just going to buy workout clothes.
All right. There was another one that said, this is from MK Leary, and he says, Animal Kingdom is an all-day park. Boom. that's a actual pretty strong stance to give, because most of us would actually say that it's not an all-day park. What do you guys think about that? I love that he loves it, and I love that that is something that he stands by. So it's his favorite. So that's amazing. But what about you guys? Well, how do you feel about Animal Kingdom as an all-day option?
It can be if you're sitting at the Dawa bar all day.
Well, okay then.
I think it's more so now than it was a few years ago. Like, I would have argued against this very strongly, like, even, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. But I think now, or maybe when I say now, I mean now as in the last time I went to Disney. So not, obviously not now, because so many things are not operating currently. But I think in this current time, with all of the attractions that they've opened and all of the enhancements they've made, like, I could see it being a full day. Maybe not if you're there like park open to close, but more than the, you know, okay, I'll go here for 3 hours and then I'll hop to somewhere else. I think you could make your entire day, I am spending it at Animal Kingdom. And I think you could have a well-rounded full day doing that. So I have one more from David Herzog, and he wrote, "My top two memories from visiting Disney World as a kid were Tiki Room and Maelstrom. I know they don't make everyone's top 10, but boy, they sure made mine. Even as a 10-year-old, I could tell these were special attractions that a lot of people would overlook." And I agree with this wholeheartedly. Tiki Room, I love, and it's still a must-do for me. And Maelstrom, I have such a soft spot for, just being one of those, like, it's a slightly weird thing that exists in Disney, and I want to go on it all of the time. So I still have like lines from it that will randomly pop into my head here and there. And so the when I was thinking of my own, what's something that I love that's less popular, it kind of fits in with this. And mine is that I really enjoy Autopia and the Tomorrowland Speedway, minus the smells. That's the one thing I wish it did not smell like exhaust. But I would be really sad if they went away, which I know people want to clear up space. But for me, and this is just a very me-specific thing, a few years ago when I was in Disneyland, I realized Autopia's one I'd never ridden. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to check this ride off of my Disneyland attractions list. And when I went on it, it was nighttime. And I realized this is the first time in, you know, 4 or 5 years I could drive a car at night, because if you don't know, I'm visually impaired, so I can drive sort of to and from work because it's close to me, but night driving I have not done in a really long time. And so I was in the car, one of my friends was there with me, and she was just laughing the whole time because I was getting so emotional over the fact that I'm like, it's dark outside and I'm behind the driver's wheel. So I'm like, like I said, so like I have a very specific reason why I know most people are like, move them out of the way, we can use that for something else and something more exciting. But even as a kid, I distinctly remember going on the Tomorrowland Speedway and just being so exciting. I'm like, oh, it's such an adult thing. I'm driving right now. I am totally in control of this car that's totally not on a track at all. It's me driving. So I think for little kids, even though it's such an old school attraction and one usually, you know, it's not worth the wait time that it usually has, I will agree with that. But I think they're still fun for kids. I still enjoy them. So Tomorrowland Speedway and Autopia is my unpopular thing that I like.
So it's funny because when you were first starting and talking about like your unpopular opinion and these old classic attractions, and before we had started, I was like, my unpopular opinion of things that I love is how much Disney changes. And I was like, I know that everyone has, you know, we all have things that we love that have been around forever and classics. And I mean, I just talked about Muppets, like you can't change Muppets out. And there's something about every time they come out with something new that, yes, it's scary and it's always going to change something and it takes something away. And nobody likes when they take away old memories or something that's familiar to us. But there's so much that they always seem to bring to the table that I'm always excited whenever they announce something new. Because for me, I'm like, this is what's going to happen. Now, there's one exception to this, and that's Disneyland. You don't touch Disneyland. Period. End of story. You can touch everything down here. You could touch DCA all you want, but you touch my Disneyland, and I'm coming for you.
Cosign. Yeah, I'm with you on that unpopular thing that I love, too, is I do embrace the idea that Walt had put out that, you know, Disneyland will always grow and it'll always change and whatever. So there's very little that I hold so precious that we can't change. So I'm okay with, you know, a lot of the changes that they do make. Of course, my hard stop was always and will always be the Dapper Dans. If you get rid of them or if you do something with their costumes or whatever, I might be flipping some tables and I'm going to march up and do a Karen where I have to talk to the head mouse and get this fixed because I don't like that. But outside of that, you know, I like change. And so I'm cool with, for the most part, I kind of roll with it. However, Disneyland, I'm nodding over here going, yes, it is a little on the precious side that I don't want to mess with too much over there. Even though I am excited with like the new changes that are coming through with Snow White's Scary Adventure has now been changed. So whenever Disneyland does reopen, we'll have a new experience for that one. And I am okay with that.
Same. So if you have additional unpopular opinions you want to share or things you love that people don't, please come join us in our Facebook group. It's No Guilt Disney on Facebook, or you can email us at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com.
And join us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl Disney alone. Bye, y'all.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.